for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. My name is Nia Roy, and I am your host. As always, back with another episode with a new guest. And today, I have a very special guest with me. And before I introduce her, I just wanted to start off with this note. See, we are all unique individuals with a very unique way of thinking, speaking, acting, and so on. So in some way or another, we are all lunatics. So we are all on a quest to understand ourselves a little bit more, and hence why we do this podcast as much as we can, so we can provide all the listeners with some form of answers or a way to understand yourselves in a better way with different modalities, with different speakers, and so on. So this week, for this episode, I have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Gurbani Kaur. She is an anxiety, depression, and clinical issue expert and a psychologist. And our topic for today is all about the lunar power, how the moon affects your mental wellness. And I know there are so many skeptics out there saying this is all a bunch of bull and there's no way planets can affect the way we think and so on. So which is exactly why I really want to have this chat with her so that we get a good understanding of, is that even possible? Can the moon really affect the way we think and feel? So on that note, welcome to the show, Gurbani. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Nia, for such a wonderful introduction and also, you know, how you introduced the topic. So thank you for that. And yes, I'm here to talk about something that I have been really interested. It was a gradual evolution, I would say, that how I understood that it has an impact on us. And slowly, gradually, with the practices and the kind of meditations I was doing, I found out that it does have an impact on us. And that's what we'll be talking about today.
So I'm super excited to dive in. So before we get started, let's just start off with, okay, what is, like, how can the moon actually have an impact on human beings? And how do we know that it's having an impact on human beings?
Okay, so before I begin with how it is having an impact on human beings, let's understand how it has an impact on Earth. Because when we understand that, it'll be easier to understand that it might have an impact on us. And obviously, we all have our choices, or, you know, we have our understanding of accepting it or not accepting it. But this is how it is. So let's go with that. Let's begin with that. So basically, usually Mother Moon is considered as Mother Moon. So it's considered to be a feminine energy having a cycle of 28 days. And in this cycle, there are phases that the moon goes through. So there are some 8 phases that it goes through. And in that, there are 2 main ones that, you know, you must be hearing a lot about, because now it is getting into a trend in the healing industry that we do meditations around the moon. So that is how it is happening now. So if so many meditations are happening, it would be interesting to understand, why do people meditate on moon? Why not on any day? And why specifically choose your meditation to be called as full moon meditation or a new moon meditation? So basically, everything in the multiverse or universe is interacting with each other. And since, and we understand geographically a little bit, that sun as well as the moon has a gravitational pull or a force. And if we understand that, we understand that because the closer to Earth is Moon, it has a more impact on it. It's not that Sun does not have, but Moon is very close to us.
Right.
So to understand that, if you see it from the perspective that Earth is such a huge mass in comparison to Moon, but the way it happens is that when the Moon goes through its phases, there is a tide that happens in the ocean. So
absolutely.
if you see the shore, you know, the water would rise and it would, you know, go back.
Yeah.
So this is how powerful it is. It's also said that it also has an impact on the earth ground as well. But that impact is so minute that you don't get to see the changes. The major changes that we see is in the water body because it's so evident.
Right.
And when it is evident, what you see is easier to believe than what you don't see. But that's also there. If you go deeper into the understanding of this subject, then if we go forward from there, understanding that how, if such a huge body can go through such an impact, understand even our body is 60% and more water.
Of course.
And if you go a little bit again in the detail of this, brain, heart, and all the other organs also have the percentage, different percentage of water.
Mm.
And the overall is 60%. So now imagine when the Earth, Moon, and Sun in a certain alignment, it actually creates an impact also on the body. Because even for humans, we also are kind of a little magnet.
Absolutely. That makes complete sense. And I would, like, the questions that are going in my mind right now is, if... why is it that the menstrual cycles that women go through, why is it that it's 28 days or 30 days?
You know,
and how is that? Is it a coincidence that it's synced to the cycles of the Moon? It can't be, right?
In fact, towards the end of the topic, I'll be talking about my cases, and I'll share a very nice discovery that I had with my clients, because like you said, for most of the women, it actually coincides with the Moon cycles as well.
Right.
So both the feminine energies coming together. So you can understand the kind of energetic impact it will create. Because most of the people feel that it's just the hormones that, you know, make you a little irritated, a little angry, a little off the, you know, mood. But that's not the case. That's
exactly.
Not only the case.
Yeah, you can't just blame it on hormones. Because then you'd have to ask, okay, why are the hormones going crazy in the first place, right?
Yeah.
What are the factors that we're not taking into consideration?
Yeah.
So another thing that I also want to touch base on is, why is it the Moon a feminine energy?
Mm.
And why is it not a masculine energy? And why do we even look at it from a feminine energy perspective?
It's just that how it has been, that in the nature, it is seen like that. Many cultures also see it as feminine and masculine energy. But what has seen in the observation is it is more closer to a feminine energy impact, because it's directly, because when you study it, you understand that the way it has an impact on the body, Earth, and then on the human body, it is seen, it affects the mood a lot, the emotions a lot.
Mm.
And when you see, whether it was culturally or whether in the evolution, men have somehow learned to manage their emotions in a certain way, and the women, the way they experience emotions on top of that, coinciding with such a powerful, you know, phenomena. So then it makes more sense that maybe, yes, but there are cultures that also see it as masculine.
Okay, so what cultures really look into the phases of the Moon?
Basically, what I have understood is India, particularly, sees a lot, is in very touch with the full moons and the new moons.
Mm.
So we have, it was very surprising, a couple of years ago, I noticed that there are many mothers in various cultures in India that prepare a rice pudding and they keep it overnight. They energize it, and the next morning, there's a culture that people eat that.
No way.
Yes.
Very interesting.
And it was, to me, a surprise, because I live in a part of the country which is not traditionally my own country place. So there, people do it. Then I saw, okay, there are other cultures also doing it in India. So then I realized, okay, a lot of people have this. So why do people energize food or water in the full moon or the new moon? That also was like, okay, there is another sign to it.
Yeah.
That people are considering it.
Yeah.
Why do people do it? People don't know. We don't know because we've never understood it in this depth.
Yeah.
But it is being practiced a lot.
Yeah, there must be a reason why it's still being practiced till this day.
Yeah.
Because something about it must be impactful in some way or the other.
Almost what you will hear people talking about is energize your crystals.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but you know, leave it overnight.
Yes. But people in India are also energizing their food.
So tell me a little bit more about the significance of full moons and new moons. What exactly happens during these times?
So like I told you, there are 8 phases, but going into the depth and the detail and making a note is too much for a normal person.
Yeah.
But full moon and new moon are very strong. And understand in this way, we are the most evolved on Earth as species.
Yeah.
And even energetically, when you see it, our soul is so minute when it comes to observation and getting impact of something, that on full moon and new moon, we go through a lot. People who are meditators, they see effects and impacts very fast.
Mm. They're a lot more sensitive
to it. So they notice it.
Yeah.
And for normal people who are not right now in tune with their body, are not that aware with their own beingness, they might find difficult to tune in. Like I get a lot of people who are coming for the moon meditations for the first time and they don't experience anything at all.
Yeah.
But whereas there are meditators who have been with me and they have been into their own meditation journeys, they feel a lot. They can actually feel the energy of the room shifting. Like I do this practice a lot. When I begin the meditation, the energy is different.
Mm.
And once the meditation is over, the energy is completely different.
Mm.
So that also kind of, you know, is a sign when they know it. So if you see it in that term, us humans can feel it very easily. So what happens on full moons? In the full moon, the sun, earth, and then the moon. So the sun's light is falling on the moon, hence we're able to see the moon.
Yeah.
So in the full moons, the ritual is actually to release and cleanse and let go.
So full moon is to let go. Okay.
Yes. So that is why when you're going through something that is very, like, you know, you realize that you know, there's an upheaval, the emotions are not in place, you're getting into an argument and something like that, it's a very nice practice to let go. If nothing, let go of your emotions. Whatever in that moment is, you know, impacting you, just simply let it go.
Mm.
So that is about the full moon, and lot can be done on the full moons, like simplest of simple exercise as cleansing your email, you know, decluttering your wardrobe, something like that, which is more about freeing the space. So that is about the full moons. And when we come to the new moon, you don't see the moon in the sky.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because the sun and then the moon and earth. So the shadow is the rays of the sun are falling on the moon, and what you see is the dark side of the moon. So technically you're not seeing the moon in the sky, and it's a pitch dark night.
Yeah.
And in that, what we usually say is it's the beginning of the cycle. So hence it is marked with new beginnings, and to, you know, put intentions and manifestations is more associated with new moon. So it's almost like you want to start something. You can start it with, pair it with this.
Yeah.
As it is, we say every day is a new beginning, but that universally, you know, energetically is a signal to you that it's a new beginning, it's a new start, a new cycle is starting of the moon. So this
is the significance. So on a full moon, you let go.
Yeah.
And on a new moon, you manifest.
Manifest.
So this is a great time for you. Whatever beginning, whatever you want to start, that's a great time to start, because energetically it's conducive.
Yes, for sure. It's like, that's how it is. Energetically, it's almost preparing you. You'll be in a more lighter space, provided for many people, what happens is if you start tuning yourself with your own self and then with the energies around, you will realize the benefit. You'll notice the changes. So you'll feel more, you know, as if something is supporting you to do that. So it's like that.
So it's not, so for all the skeptics out there who probably don't believe in this, it's not about...
It's not a mumbo jumbo.
It's not a mumbo jumbo. So basically, it's not about finding the logic in it. It's all about sensing it and being in tune with it and just feeling your way through it, because it's not something that you can logically think through or find.
What's best about logic and being skeptic is that you're questioning the why of it.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. What's even more important is leaving a window, which is a scope, to know and go beyond.
Right.
You know, all the people who are beginning their healing journey or are more spiritual in nature, we all are spiritual, by the way, we all have a very deep attraction towards the sky, because, you know, that's the link towards what's beyond.
Yeah.
Right?
The unknown, the expansiveness. Yeah.
So you'll find very less people who will not love the starry sky. People just go in amazement of what it is, right? So definitely it has kind of an impact. You just have to tune into it and just allow or give yourself the permission. It's not about you have to believe it. It's just about being aware and noticing it.
So could you share a few experiences you've had or experiences that other people have had with regards to the phases of the moon or experiences with the new moons or full moons?
So if I have to say in that term, I would, because I have had it because I've been doing meditation. So I was very, I don't know how, but I was very fond of moon. I was very young and I was very attracted to the moon.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I ended up doing, becoming a person who's leading the meditations of moon. So, but few of the cases that I've seen, it was in 2020 COVID. I was working with somebody and that woman said that, you know what, this has happened, that has happened, that has happened. And she went on with the list. And the final thing was, I even have periods. So for most of my clients, I noticed they would have periods on the new moon.
Mm.
They were more on this side. I don't know what the reason is. I have not gotten into the very depth of it. But yes, it's a beginning of the cycle. And many women have that. Now, what happens is biologically, a lot of things are happening. You're irritated because of the weather, because of so many things. Now, on top of that, the moon has an impact on you. So as it is in that time, a lot of energy is going out. So the water also then, playing its role with the moon. Mm. Now, imagine what kind of state you'll be in. It's not a very sane state. So even if, like how women are, even if they are going through their period and they're like, touch me not state.
Yeah.
So on top
I think there's a whole stigma around this, like how women are during their periods,
Yes. And to my surprise, I've seen also a lot of women being that sensitive. Initially, I had an idea that, okay, no, not every person goes through like that.
Yeah.
But maybe because I'm working, I see a lot of people, I realize that, yes, either people are drained physically or energetically, spiritually, they're very low in the space. So now what happens is when the moon creates an impact on in that time, the state increases in the intensity. So you are more in a state of maybe it's anger, agitation. Now imagine in that state something else is happening around. You will feel it more.
Right.
So that then loses a very less scope of you being able to exercise your intelligence or in that matter realize that, oh, this is not that important. I should not react to it. So there are n number of cases that I have done which have shown me and made me believe finally that, yes, there is some kind of an impact that it is creating, because people, I've seen people really like, I remember one case when somebody just sat with a knife. And it was not a session that I was doing in person. It was a Zoom session. So I was so scared for the other person.
Yeah.
But in that same moment, the moment I started talking, the knife went down, the person started giggling, and immediately there's a switch. So imagine the kind of impact it can create.
Mm.
And two, three things coming together, it's almost like this was happening, and then this was happening.
Yeah.
So it's like a strong space. In that space, that is why we do a lot of moon meditation, so that people realize, even if you don't believe in it, just starting a meditation in a couple of days, in a month, would actually bring you to the state of your own center.
So it's basically tuning you into the vibrations of the moon, and also helping you understand and not be so hard on yourself when you are having such emotional days. And this could be very much because of the new moon or the full moon, right?
So what I do is I make my clients become aware that just check, is it a moon cycle going on? So most of my clients have literally thanked me, because then they realize half of the, you know, the frustration goes out when you realize, oh, it's moon again. Now imagine for many people, like I was explaining full moon and new moon. Now imagine this is a full moon day. For many people, it's a 3-day impact cycle.
Right. So it's not just a 1-day thing.
Exactly. It's because it's not a thing that you can
that you just turn on and turn off. Right.
Exactly. So it's like if it, the main day is there, many people have just one day added to it. So it becomes like 3-day, 1 day before, 1 day after. For many of my clients, I also saw that it was a 2-day thing. So 2 days before the moon and 2 days after. So it becomes like 5 days.
Wow.
So then imagine if somebody, especially a woman, is having her periods, and then the moon comes in and they are not coinciding also. So then it almost takes away from her 10 days. And if she's aware, she can create a huge difference in understanding that she got to drink water, she got to be in a certain space of mind, energetically also, spiritually also, do something for herself so that she's not all over the place. Because it's kind of draining your potential, and you wouldn't want to do that because it's an every month thing.
Absolutely. And what this does is it makes you mindful of not only how you're feeling, but also just how connected you are with what's going around you. And it's interestingly making me question as well, how much of your energies are actually in your control?
Yeah.
And it also shows that your thoughts, your feelings are very much influenced, A, not only by the planets and the moons, but if you are so susceptible to that, it also shows how susceptible you can be to other people's energy and your environment as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. So if I have to add to that, I would definitely say that, yes, we are actually so prone to so many things. But also, if you recall what I said in the beginning or in the middle, that we are the most evolved species, which means we also kind of can have a control, or if control is not the right the word, we can also manage it well.
Yeah.
That is why having a regime is so important, because, you know, there are so many things, the work, everything is outside of you.
Mm.
There has to be something that is within you, so that you find your own center. And when you found your own center, things align much in a way, because when you are not in alignment, things also don't align with you in the same way.
So it's not to tell people that, you know, they're helpless about this or they can't do anything about it. It's basically using it for your own potential to improve your state of being, right?
Yeah. And in fact, like, if you ask me, if you go through 3 to 6 cycles, 6 months, continuously, if you become more aware, more aware, more aware, by the 7th or the 8th month, when the full moon or the new moon comes, you will start seeing huge shifts. Because technically, imagine if somebody is saying full moon is about letting go, which means you'll be so aware that you'll know, oh, I have to let go, which means you're not in an unaware state, right?
Yeah.
You'll be aware. Then imagine somebody is talking about new moon and new beginnings, which means you're so aware to plan something in such a way, remember something, meditate on that day and do it, which means it's more about awareness, and it's not a state which is about helplessness. So when I begin working with people, I usually, even if it's a client, I start tuning them with lot of coming back in the now moment. Because what is in hand is now.
Yeah.
So, oh, I couldn't meditate yesterday. That's fine.
Yeah.
Start from today. Start something. Maybe breath work. That's also fine. Because a lot of, you know, you when you see now, it's trending a lot. So a lot of people do full moon meditations with bowls, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people do movement meditation. So you can just move around. Just stagnant energy should just
move. So what are certain festivals or practices that cultures are currently doing around this new moon or full moons that we can incorporate, or listeners can incorporate into their lives?
basically, if you look at a lot of festivals, Indian festivals are either falling on the new moon or the full moon. Like, for example, Diwali falls on the night of new moon. So right. basically, there's no moon. Pitch dark night and all the lights that you see.
Oh, so I didn't know yeah. that. Okay.
So there are a lot of things that happen, festivals that happen. Also, it'll be interesting to see that, you know, which month we are in, May.
Yeah.
So which moon will fall? Are you aware?
Which moon?
Yeah.
So
there's a significance of the May month.
Oh, which moon?
Yes.
Huh, so, no, I have no idea.
So it is called Budh Purnima. Yes.
Budh Purnima. Okay, yes. What is
so
that?
So Gautam Budh was born on this Purnima day, which is the day 5th of May is the day. So a lot of masters like from Sikhism, our first guru was born on the Purnima day, which is the full moon day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a lot of masters have, you know, it is such a thing that the energies, or you call it a coincidence, but their birth date happens to be on the moon day.
Oh,
so
wow.
that also you can actually, so this is for the people who are looking for that logic. You just search about it and you'll see. So these nights also have a lot of significance. People love to that. This is also a reason why people love to meditate.
Right.
And you'll see a lot of masters, even gurus, people, they like to meditate on such nights, because imagine three huge masters in alignment. So, you know, you also feel like aligning. It's a natural energetic thing. You know, you'll be more drawn towards it once you start doing it.
So I'm very curious to know about, is there really a significance or any form of connection to why there's this word called lunatic, but it's kind of seen as a negative word, whereas now, based on what you've said, that there's actually there's a lot more to it, right?
Yeah. Basically, I think in the beginning, psychology has not, back then, was not developed that much. So when people started seeing people go more aggressive, little bit not in the mood, so, you know, people started labeling it as lunatics.
Yeah.
But it simply meant the effect of the moon on humans, which is true today. And as we evolved, that word, because it kind of had a dark effect to it, a negative effect to it, so it was discarded, and we don't even use it in psychology as it is. It because of the history that it has.
Right.
Because a person would be very wild. So they would term it like that, because mostly even today because that's the truth. It is seen that the people get aggressive. They can get into conflicts unnecessarily. So
during these days.
Yeah. So it is kind of, you know, when you are not in sync, like if this is your center and you're so deviated from being in the center for so many months or years because of X, Y, Z reason, hectic life, you know, so many things. So it kind of creates that kind of an impact. And after a while, you'll be like, why did I even argue?
Yeah.
But by that time, the damage is done. So the word was removed. We don't use it. But it is actually coming from the lunar word or the word moon and the impact of it. So even these are all signs that again and again prove to you, giving you a sign that, yes, it might be having an impact. And then when you meditate on it, you find your center, it won't have such a huge impact in a negative way.
Right, got you. So what advice do you have, or what tips do you have for our listeners that they can start doing from today onwards when it comes to having a particular kind of practices during full moons and new moons?
Okay. I strongly feel that people who find it really difficult and are beginning, like find it difficult to pursue or stick to rituals and routines, for them I would say start wearing crystals, because crystals are again natural minerals. So they have their own energy and it'll help you. So pearl is good, moonstone is good. And if nothing else, if you like rose quartz, wear it. It'll improve the energy of heart. If I have to add to that, silver is a good metal, and in the nature, it is more on the cooler side. So wearing silver with crystal would also enhance and stabilizes. If you would notice, a lot of people wear silver and pearl together. And they wear in the little finger. That is also to cool down the anger and cool down emotions that go up and down. So it really helps. So this can be one simple thing that you can do. Other than that, a lot of meditations are happening. Join any meditation of full moon and new moon. Here in Dubai, we do it. And even in Abu Dhabi Illuminations, we are doing it. Come for it. I personally do it for from 2 years. I've been doing it with a lot of crystal grids. Yeah. And I create huge grids so that, you know, energetically, they assist me when I'm leading a meditation. And you simply, when you breathe out and you be in that space, like I was telling, every person has seen a significant change. Most of the people have also felt very peaceful. So it's just like, you know, you're meeting a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You're meditating together and you're not in that state. So it's almost like, you know, Illumination sending them that, you know, you have a meditation 3 days ago, 2 days ago. So it's a constant reminder, even from our side. That's the effort that we are doing from our side. So that, you know, you remember that this is there, the post is going up and everything. And then when you come on that day, it's the entire preparation is for you to come be in alignment. So that also assists.
Yeah.
Or you can go anywhere, whichever place is near to you. And you if you can't go anywhere, just sit, light a candle. Because a fire element also, because among the elements, fire is the most purest one. Yeah. So you can light a candle, sit next to it, and just simply close your eyes. If you don't know how to meditate, just simply close your eyes and just breathe out a couple of times. Wow. That is also a good beginning. And from there, slowly, gradually, once you start seeing a difference, then we start putting more efforts. It's all about seeing that first sign, right? Yeah. So then you know that, okay, it's creating a difference. And when something creates a difference, you would also want to continue with it.
Absolutely. And I think you really touched base on a really good point, which is it's not about just believing whatever we just talked about. It's just by trying and testing and experiencing it for yourself.
For sure.
So for all the listeners, I highly encourage you that you join Gurbani's meditations either whenever she's here in Dubai or she's in Abu Dhabi, and just experience it for yourself and make your own conclusions, right?
Yes.
So on that note, I would love to thank you, Gurbani, for taking the time off and having this conversation with me. It has been super insightful. So any last words for our viewers and listeners?
I would just say that, you know, start the journey, take the first step. And when you take that first step, you will notice difference, be it therapy, be it coming here for meditations, taking that first step and like the rituals and the tips that I have given, just try beginning. With any one of it, and then you will see a difference. And also, if you want to know more about this, you can definitely come to Illuminations Abu Dhabi or book an online consultation with me where I can explain you more. And you can specifically, if you feel that you have a question, I can also answer that for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much to all our listeners and viewers. We will be back with another episode and another speaker. Until then, take care and live.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.